1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is caught.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to the WPIL baseball semifinals here on the Gateway School District campus. Today, the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS bring you a 2A matchup as number one Fort Cherry takes on number four Riverview. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA. I'm Bob Gregg. Nate Rigotti is our floor director. Scott Donnelly on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Fort Cherry hasn't won a WPIL baseball title since their 1986 championship. That's now 40 years since. Of course, as of late, the Rangers have made a bit of a habit breaking extended sports championship droughts. Riverview here in the semis for the second straight year. The Raiders lost to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 3-1 in this round last year. They're trying to get back to the WPIL finals with a win here today. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation, caring for families, honoring loved ones. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Coverage today also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. And by the law firm of Gordon and Reeves. Continued best wishes for Cherry from Gordon and Reeves and the entire Miller family. Busy day across the WPIL and another action-packed day on tap tomorrow. We'll take a look at the semifinal schedules and check the starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at GraffNationFCS.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Jessica is a working mom and now takes care of her mom. Jess is a good daughter.
Mom needs to stay at home and be independent. Not always easy, but Curtis Pharmacy made it so easy and affordable for us.
The cost savings are real. Generics often priced below online pharmacies.
Compounding was the key. Now mom and her fur baby rely on Curtis Pharmacy and they do it in-house. Ever try to give a cat a pill?
Curtis Pharmacy does what other pharmacies wish they could. Cost saving, better RX, and compounding for people and pets. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails, visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to the Visit Greene County pregame show. One semifinal set yesterday. That was 6A softball. The 1 and 2 seeds, both winners there, Hempfield and Seneca Valley. They meet next week at Penn West, California. Four baseball brackets have semifinals today. Our matchup for Cherry Riverview, Neshannock, and Southside. That's the 2-3 matchup. They'll play at Seneca Valley. Also, Chalk in the 1A bracket. Number 1 Eden Christian and number 4 Western Beaver play at 4 at Burkett. A game this afternoon, Greensburg Central Catholic and Sarah Catholic played at noon. We'll get you that score here in just a bit. 6A semis, one game getting underway at North Hills. That's number 1 Butler, number 4 Norwin. The 2-3 matchup will be here on WJPA and NFHS tonight. Number 2 Cannon McMillan, number 3 North Allegheny. And in the 4A bracket, 4 o'clock starts for both at W&J's Ross Memorial Park. 2-6 pairing, number 2 Elizabeth Forward, number 6 Hopewell. And the 4 o'clock start scheduled for Plum, number 1 Indiana, and number 13 Derry. One softball semifinal set today, 3A softball semis. Number 1 South Park, number 4 Elwood City play at Deer Lakes, and number 7 Keystone Oaks, number 3 Mount Pleasant are underway at Norwin. Full boat on the docket for tomorrow, and as we get opportunity, we'll run that down for you. Starting lineups when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Time now to take a look at the Valley View Farms starting lineups. First of all, for the number 4 seed Riverview Raiders, head coach Bill Gross. Shortstop Rex Roberts in the one spot, followed by catcher Miles Duncan and center fielder Lucas Duncan. Batting fourth is the right fielder Owen Orbich, followed by the second baseman Ashton Saunders and the pitcher Owen Metz. Designated hitter Dom Del Rosso in the seventh spot, followed by third baseman Liam Tomlinson and the left fielder Ian Stempfer. First baseman Jake Spraycar is not in the batting lineup. Only two substitutes on the roster for Riverview. For the Fort Cherry Rangers and longtime head coach Bob Sawhill, Landon Tronofsky will lead off. The center fielder has 24 stolen bases on the campaign. He'll be followed by catcher Colton Temple and the shortstop Ben Damascal. pitcher Ryan Huey in the four spot, followed by the first baseman Blake Sweeter, the only senior in the starting lineup for either team. And third baseman Tyler Wolf will bat sixth. Dylan Lewick will bat seventh. He's the DH, followed by the right fielder Blake Merkel and the left fielder Nathan Wolf. Second baseman Colton Smith not in the batting order. Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Reese, a law firm dedicated and located, in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Reese represents energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Reese Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from all of your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. This game and a broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. We are located about 180 feet from home plate, out along the right field line here on an elevated perch here at Gateway High School, which is just off the Turnpike interchange and right off Route 22. I will tell you that it is quite possible that a pop-up to center field, one of our crew could catch it here in this elevated perch, because the wind is blowing directly to the right field foul line. I don't know that it's going to be much help for distance for a home run, though. I guess it could tail that direction a little bit, but it is a breezy overcast. We drove through heavy rains to get here on the turnpike between New Stanton and the Monroeville interchange. Heavy rains, but we have had nary a drop since we got here at this afternoon, here in middle of the afternoon. We'll get you ready for today's first pitch when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Home plate umpire Brad Hudak, Ron Schwenning will be on the first baseline, Gregory Allen on the third baseline. And I do recognize those of you listening on air on WJPA in Washington, online at WJPA.com, and watching on the NFHS Network, you may hear significant wind noise, but I will tell you that there is actually nothing I can do about it. If you don't hear wind, then you don't hear me either. And so we'll just ask your indulgence and understanding there, and also understand that when we get that shot from center field, there are times when that picture may wiggle and wobble a bit, but we will see how that goes, and we'll do our very best in that regard. Appreciate the entire crew here at Gateway for helping us get set up. Don Hall, the athletic director, taking part in the Big 33 football action, and so we certainly will miss getting to chat with Don here this afternoon, but we certainly understand that as well. Check on that Greensburg Central Catholic Sarah game for you. We're still trying to track that final result down. PA announcer running down the batting order for both teams. Let's set the defensive alignment. First of all, Fort Cherry, the home team, because they are the higher-seeded team, the one seed in this bracket. Ryan Huey on the hill. Colton Temple is catching. Blake Sweeter at first. Colton Smith at second. Tyler Wolf at third. And Ben Damasco, the shortstop. Outfield from left around to right, Nathan Wolf, Landon Tranofsky, and Blake Merkel. On the hill, Ryan Huey will make his eighth appearance, a 3-0 record with a .426 earned run average. Huey has worked 23 innings, allowed 14 earned runs, 18 hits, and 15 walks in those 23 innings, has struck out 33, and opponents hitting 200 against the left-hander. Mentioned when I ran through the lineup that Blake Sweeter, a senior, the only senior in the starting lineup for Fort Cherry. Brendan Ballard on the Fort Cherry roster, also a senior. Riverview head coach Bill Gross doesn't have a senior on his squad and has 12 players total on the roster. Rex Roberts to lead it off. 316 down the left field line and an elevated section of fencing clear out to the power alley in left center, and then it lowers down to about 7 feet the rest of the way around. 306 short porch in right. Rangers left-handed batters are going to look to see what they can do with that. First pitch is underway. Nice breaking ball from Huey. Drops in for a called strike, and we are underway. And we do see that Greensburg Central Catholic, a 2-1 winner against Sarah this afternoon. That's in the 1A bracket. A 1 to Roberts. Misses low for a ball. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Winner of our game gets the Neshanic Southside winner. Huey deals. Fastball just off the edge. One ball, one strike. Ball back to the pitcher and knocked down by Huey, recovers and throws wildly at first base, but nice stretch by Sweeter to save this. Huey Roberts put that on one hop back to the left-hander, gloved it, dropped it, and then almost threw it away, but throw there close enough that Sweeter could keep the bag and get the first out. Miles Duncan comes to the plate now. 407 average. Riverview does not have a home run, and they have played a pretty good number of close games. Fly ball to center, and that ball, with the wind blowing, chases Tranofsky into the right center gap, able to track it down for the second out. That'll bring up Lucas Duncan,
center fielder,
winning pitcher in the quarterfinals to get to this game, and we'll talk more about that later. Lucas Duncan, 20 runs batted in on the year, and a .453 batting average. Both of those are team best. Huey into the windup. First pitch misses high and away to the right-handed hitter. .10 up and away, ball two. Riverview won 5 of its first 6 and 8 of 10 to start the season, and then won 4 of their next 5. Pitch in at the waist for a called strike. lost their last two games, split their season series with Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, winning 11-0, then losing 4-1, lost 5-0 to Greensburg Central Catholic in a non-conference to close the regular season. Ball lifted, foul, and that one missed by about 20 feet of getting into our perch. The count even now at 2-2. 5-4 and 4-2 wins in the playoffs to get here for Riverview. Fly ball to right field, getting it measured, and in the glove is Blake Merkel. Three up, three down go the Raiders in the top of the first. After a half inning, your score, Riverview, nothing. Fort Cherry coming to bat on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Landon Chernofsky stands in to lead off for the Rangers. Takes the first pitch from Owen Metz outside for a ball. Head coach Bill Gross telling me that Metz has earned the way to be the number one starter. And I said, well, why didn't he pitch on Monday to get to the semifinals? 2-0, Chernofsky swings and misses. The answer was that Lucas Duncan pitched against Laurel and did well a year ago. They were back on the surface at North Allegheny. Pitch in for strike two. Evens the count at 2-2 on Chernofsky. And Duncan wanted the ball, and so that's what he went with and allows Gross to bring his one into this game. Swing and a miss by Chernofsky.
Catcher, number 28.
A 2-0 count. That pitch just above the waist. First out of the bottom of the first, catcher Colton Temple to the plate. 500 batting average, has hit a team-best 10 home runs and has driven in 33 on the season. Metz making his ninth appearance, brings a 6-2 record into the game. First pitch to Temple. This is down and in, ball one. Metz 0.82 earned run average in 43 innings of work now, has allowed 5 earned runs. Temple takes a fastball down and away, 2-0. First two batters each at 2 balls and no strikes. 30 hits and 10 walks allowed in 43 innings of work. Temple takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike. Metz has struck out 45 batters now. Opponents hitting 199 on the season. 2-1 pop foul to the backstop netting. And for the second consecutive batter, a 2-0 count has gone to 2-2. Owen Metz right around the strike zone. Good change in speed and movement up and down. Temple beats it in the ground over the mound. Shortstop coming on to throw to first is not in time. The Rangers' speedy catcher got that big high hop off the turf and beat the wrap. Good play by Rex Roberts, the shortstop, to try to make something out of that, but just not in time. That'll bring up Ben Damascal. Riverview with the wins against Frazier and Laurel in the first two rounds, 5-4 and 4-2. Fort Cherry in that wild 11-7 win against California. First pitch to Damascal is in for a called strike. Temple builds the lead. Right-hander Metz comes set. Long pause. Damascal had a thought but laid off that high fastball. And the appeal is no swing. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Temple has 7 stolen bases on the year. Cheats that lead out and out of the circle cut of the artificial turf. Metz looks twice. Temple bluffs as going. Fastball way upstairs. Nice save by catcher Miles Duncan. 2 balls and a strike to Damascal. Here's the 2-1 to the plate. That's at the letters for a called strike. 2-2 on the third consecutive batter. A lot of pitches thrown here in the early going by Owen Metz. The pause, the look home, and the 2-2 misses high, ball 3. Fort Cherry has scored double-digit runs in 3 of their last 4 games. The only one they didn't is their only loss of the year. Temple goes on 3-2, pitches fouled off the backstop. Count holds at 3-2. The Rangers won 16 games in a row before heading to Burgettstown and lost on that final day of the section season by a 5-2 count. There are some who tell you that's never a bad thing. Another payoff pitch is due. Temple to his lead. Metz to the plate, misses high, ball 4. Just the 11th walk of the season allowed by Owen Metz in 43 innings of work. Runners at first and second to the left-handed hitting pitcher Ryan Huey. One out here in the Fort Cherry first. Riverview, outstanding scoring defensive team, allows just 3 runs per game. Rangers trying to do something about that right here from the get-go. Pitch from Metz misses down and away. Riverview scores 5.5 per game, allows 3.2. Fort Cherry, meanwhile, allows only 4, but scores 10.5 by average. Fastball high. Three of the first 4 batters have been in front in the count 2-0. Owen Metz pitching himself into trouble. 2-0 to the plate. Misses outside, 3-0. Breeze picking up, blowing right in our face. And again, it is blowing from left to right. 3 balls, no strikes to Huey. In for a called strike. Took a little something off the fastball. And with the struggles that Metz has had, I get that Ryan Huey's hitting 340 with some power, but it would be unusual to see the green light there on 3-0 with how many pitches Metz has thrown and how many have missed the strike zone. 3 balls and 1 strike to Huey, 340 season average. Batting with Temple at second, Damascal at first. Mets from the stretch brings the 3-1. Ball ripped into right field. Coming on is Stemfer. Temple rounding the bag. He will score, and the throw allows Damasco to take third. RBI Ryan Huey. Fort Cherry takes a 1-0 lead. 14th run batted in on the year for Huey.
First baseman, number 16, Blake Sweeter.
So two hits and a walk, and that'll bring up Blake Sweeter. I do have to apologize. I had to pause for a moment when I saw that ball rip because there's this light pole between me and the second baseman, and I couldn't tell until I saw the ball come through on the outfield side that it had gotten through. Damasco at third, Huey at first. Huey breaks, the fake the throw to third, and the throw gets away from the catcher, or the second baseman, and on the double steal, actually, let me fix that, on the play, Huey gets the stolen base, and Damasco scores on the E1. And Coach Gross going to head to this mound and have a little chat, try to calm things down, but Fort Cherry has opened up to a 2-0 lead. Four completed batters into the game. After a strikeout, Colton Temple with the big hop single over the mound. Damasco then walked. Ryan Huey with a base hit on the ground on a 3-1 pitch. And then with Sweeter in the batter's box, Huey broke for second. Pitcher Metz threw to second baseman Saunders, but way too tall off his glove. Huey gets into second base, and on the air, Damasco comes home and scores. So 2-0 Fort Cherry. First pitch to Sweeter. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove. Two runs in, one out, bottom of the first inning. The one seed leading the four. Mets pitch to the plate, ball hit on the ground right at the shortstop. Roberts, he'll take the out at first on the play. Huey to third, but now two outs in the inning.
Shortstop, number 11, Tyler Wolf.
That makes the Damasco run. For those of you keeping score, that's now an earned run. And that's significant because that's just the sixth and seventh earned runs all year allowed by Owen Metz. First pitch is a ball to Tyler Wolf, whose home run the other night tied the ball game against California. Wolf hit a mammoth shot to left, his fourth home run of the year. He would add several more RBI. Pick throw to third. That almost went into left field. Three balls and no strikes. Tyler Wolf finished with three RBI in the game. He followed up his solo home run with a two-run double. 3-0, Wolf backed off the plate. He draws a four-pitch walk. I mentioned the earned run situation. Second walk of the inning allowed by Mets. Two today, that's 20% of what he allowed all year long. Wolf, five steals on the year, and the Rangers have an interesting double play steal. Wolf breaks for second. Runner pitcher steps off. They're going to try to get Wolf caught up in a rundown. And now Wolf just going to walk back into first base without a throw from Saunders. To be fair to Riverview, that worked a whole lot better than what they did the last time, which saw Damasco coming down to score. Huey at third, Wolf at first. Dylan Lewick, 286 average, the Rangers' designated hitter. Now the runner breaks, the throw will go down through, sliding away from the tag, and the double steal works to bring home the third run of the inning. 6 steals on the year for Tyler Wolf. The throw went through to Saunders, but it wasn't right at the bag. He came off to field that. And as soon as that happened, Huey sprinted for home and slides in to make it 3-0 for Cherry. Pitch to Lewitt, misses high, a ball and a strike. Wolf to his lead at second. Mets will pirouette but not throw back. One thing about being up on this perch, you can see all the way around and see weather coming if it's going to. We hope it's not. And another move to second by Mets without a throw. Bottom of the first inning, Fort Cherry with a three spot here against the four-seed Riverview Raiders. 1-1, swing and a miss, pulled the string on Lewick, had him way out in front of that pitch that was just dying and barely got to the plate. Mets trying to slam the door here. Right-hander to the belt, to the plate, swing and a miss. Couple of strikeouts to open and close the inning, but Fort Cherry scores 3 runs on 2 hits, an error, and 1 left on. We've played 1. Your score, Fort Cherry 3, Riverview nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at GraffNationFCS.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible. Mom forgets about her pills. I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better Rx. And packed by meds, ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better Rx has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And packed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
We go to the second for Cherry with a 3-0 lead. Ryan Huey deals first pitch strike to Owen Orbich. 372 season average. Has 13 runs batted in. Batting here in the cleanup spot, the Riverview right fielder. Lefties 0-1, beat on the ground past the pitcher. Second baseman Smith gloves it. Low throw, dug out. Nice backside pick by Blake Sweeter. One out here in the second.
Second baseman.
Get a good look at that. What a nice backhand pick by Sweeter. Ashton Saunders to the plate now. Brings a 389 season average in. Second baseman for Riverview. Winner of our game gets the Neshanic Southside winner. That game is scoreless in the second. Just two playing at Seneca Valley. 1-0 swung on and missed. Saunders couldn't get the measure of that waist-high fastball outer part of the plate, if it was over the plate. Huey winds and deals. Off-speed pitch. Tap foul to the backstop netting. Get the these bursts of wind all of a sudden. Ball and two strikes. Huey winds and deals to Saunders. Swing and a miss. Something up out of the zone. First strikeout of the game for Ryan Huey. Two outs in the inning. Pitcher Owen Metz comes to the plate
pitcher
now.
Number 10, Owen Metz.
Lefty for Fort Cherry brings a pitch at the waist, called strike. Wasn't the best Huey fastball, but it certainly gets the call. Comes the 0-1. Metz takes a breaking ball low to even the count at 1-1. First five batters in a row retired by Huey and the Fort Cherry defense. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls and a strike to Metz. Rangers had a couple of late struggles defensively in the win against California. Actually committed three errors in that ball game, all from the fourth inning on. 2-1, up and away, ball three. Huey in that game came on in relief of the starter Lewick. Hewick, four or five batters to get the final out. Pitch misses low, and the first base runner for Riverview is aboard Owen Metz. If you tuned in today to see the perfect game, that is gone. Huey in relief of Lewick. A walk, E6, another walk, a hit, and a third walk before striking out the final batter. That's six batters to get that last out. Did have the ground ball at short that should have ended it. Lead for Metz at first. Fastball to the plate to Dom Del Rosso, the designated hitter. That's low for a ball. Metz just one stolen base on the season. He's at first with two outs and a left-hander on the mound. Pitch to the plate. Del Rosso takes that breaking ball low for ball two. All of a sudden, Huey having trouble finding the mark. Del Rosso hitting just 151 on the season. 2-0 strike call on just above the waist. Plate umpire Brad Hudak. Yep, ball just above the waist. It's a strike. Ron Schwenning and Gregory Allen calling the action on the bases for the PIAA. Breaking ball at the knees, strike two. Huey coming back to even the count. That wind, as you can see, is picked up once again. A little rattle around going on out there in center field on our ball strike camera. Mets still a short lead at first. Huey's 2-2 to the plate. Fouled off by Del Rosso. These two teams, both very, very young. One senior starter between the two teams. This is a matchup that we could see for a couple of years coming. We'll see how things go. But 3-0 Fort Cherry leading. Runner breaks on a 2-2. That pitch is fouled off. Metz, who has only one steal on the season, was got a pretty good jump, short lead to start with, so you better get a good jump if you don't have much of a lead, but the foul ball makes that all a moot point. Del Rosso out of the box for a moment. Now he's ready. Huey's ready. Metz, that short lead almost went, and throw over to first. Huey sensed that was going to happen, and the first movement there was to go toward second, but Metz got the brakes put on and got back in safely. Two balls, two strikes, two out and a runner first. Runner is going. Pitch is beating the ground foul off the batter, and that one hobbled Dom Del Rosso. You'll see Huey sets there a long time and then brings that 2-2 inside, and right off the body, the ground, then the body of Del Rosso. And I just have to tell you, if you have never done that, you have no idea what that feels like. And it can't really be described. It's a little less because it hit the ground and then hit, came up into Del Rosso, beat that ball, fastball down onto your foot, swing and a miss. Up, foul tip, Del Rosso down on strikes as Huey pulls the string. A couple of strikeouts in the inning. A two-out walk and a runner left on for Riverview. We've played one and a half, Fort Cherry 3, Riverview nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the bottom of the second inning with the Fort Cherry holding a 3-0 lead. And I touched something and kind of got all crackly there. First pitch to Blake Merkel swung on and missed. Owen Metz touched up for three runs and had an error in that frame. In that first, fastball misses high, a ball and a strike. Strikeout to start, a strikeout to end, in between. Single, walk, single, error, double steal, walk, and three runs across. Merkel taps one foul toward the first base dugout. Fort Cherry in that dugout, though, most of the players standing up at the rail, up at the fence. 1-2, Merkel takes high and away, ball two. And this has been one of the struggles for Owen Metz, is that he has thrown a ton of pitches. Here comes the fifth pitch of this at-bat. Merkel pops it up foul. That's heading for the road. Boy, you'd hate to be driving in as one came down and met your windshield right like that. Another pitch popped up. Merkel out in front of the off-speed pitch. First baseman spray car reaches out at the last second. That ball hit almost directly on line to Saunders, but spray car had called it right away. You know, just kept going after it and made the catch, the pop out. Saunders is like, I was just standing here. I'd have caught it. Bring up the nine-hitter, Nathan Wolf, 380 season average. A little pop there, shows bunt, pops it down the third baseline. Pitcher Metz goes and gets it. Barehand throw to first, off the glove of the first baseman. Spray car and Wolf digging for second. Would have, and that ball actually ruled to be out of play, the opening here in the fence. Get a good look here at the first base bag. A good throw, easily gets the out. Second error of the game, fourth of the year for Owen Metz. Landon Turnowski. Wolf bunting for the base hit, but would have been out with a good throw. And for Metz, he had more time than he took. So Wolf at second. Landon Turnowski stands in. Takes a first pitch in the turf, ball one. all turf surface here at the Gateway, right adjacent to the softball complex, which we've worked at a lot of times over the years. Very popular WPIL playoff site for both Spring Diamond Sports. Mets at the belt, 1-0 to Trinovsky. He bunts it up to third baseline. Mets will field this one and throw on the mark. Sacrifice is complete. Runner to third with just one out. I'm sorry, two outs.
Colton Temple.
Play goes 1-3 to retire Trinovsky. And inning started with that adventurous pop-up to Spraycar. Then the bunt for the hit. Now the sacrifice bunt. Colton Temple brings his 500-plus batting average in, but he'll not get the swing. And I got to tell you, I get it. Young man led the WPIO in home runs again this year. Takes the intentional walk.
Ben DeMaskell.
And Ben DeMaskell to the plate. The walk of Temple sets up a force at first or second. DeMaskell walked and scored a run in the three-run first. And now Temple takes off, throwing the ball is knocked loose and heading to the plate for the fourth run. Saunders standing in the baseline, and the collision between the base runner and the fielder. And Temple, maybe a little extra there. The Rangers get another run. This time they run this steal play. They've used it three times. And that going to charge an error on the second baseman. Temple's out if Saunders holds the ball. And on the play, Wolf, who reached on an error to begin with, scores the run. DeMaskell takes a pitch for a strike, evens the count at 1-1. 4-0 Fort Cherry. The Neshanic Southside game is scoreless after two innings. DeMaskell fouls it off. That hit the backstop pipes. Rattled back out toward the second baseman. Now 1-2 the count. Pretty good steady breeze now here on the perch. Mets come set. Temple at second. DeMaskell takes a fastball high, evens the count at 2-2. Action for you tomorrow. We'll have a softball semifinal from Pleasant Valley here on the WJPA Sports Network, and actually both games at Pleasant Valley on NFHS. DeMaskell swings at a pitch up by the bill of his cap and goes down swinging. Third strikeout of the game for Mets, but Fort Cherry adds a run, this time without a hit. Two errors and a runner left on. We've played two. It's Fort Cherry 4, Riverview nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Jerry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. We go to the top of the third. 8-9-1 due up for Riverview. Raiders trailing 4-0 as they come to the plate here in the top of the third inning. Ryan Huey has not allowed a hit, just one base runner so far. First pitch misses wide for ball one. Liam Tomlinson is the hitter. Has just one hit in 23 season at-bats. Fastball high, ball two. Southside and Neshanic playing in the top of the third inning. Scoreless in that ball game at Seneca Valley. 2-0 from Huey, took something off and brought it right over the heart of the plate. Couple of strikeouts, two groundouts, two flyouts, plus the walk so far against Ryan Huey. Swing and a miss, thigh-high heater from the left-hander. Huey making his eighth appearance, looking for his fourth win of the year, and if he gets it, the Rangers will be into the WPIL finals. Ground ball over the mound, shortstop. Damasco gets a nice hop, solid throw to Sweeter, one out here in the third. Fort Cherry won the 1986 WPIL championship, went on to the state semifinals. Back in the day, PIAA used to take their final four in their baseball classes all to the same site. That year it was Shippensburg. Fort Cherry lost the state semis and then believe lost in the third place game as well, which something the PIAA doesn't do that anymore. Only the finalists go to the championship site. First pitch in for a strike to Ian Stempfer, hitting 296 in this batting here today in the nine spot. Huey misses high for a ball. One way up and away. Stempfer just standing, staring at that. Had no interest in that pitch up out of the zone. I wish I'd have worn shorts today. No, I don't. Fastball at the waist is called strike, maybe thigh high. Oh, Nate has shorts on, and he got a winter coat on. That's a combo. We'll have to get Scott to get a shot of that. 2-2 off speed, misses below the knees, and that'll fill the count 3-2. Only base runner so far, a two-out walk to opposing pitcher Owen Metz in the second inning. Huey facing the nine-hitter Ian Stempfer now. And the 3-2 delivery hit in the air. Shortstop Damasco. Now second baseman Smith. And Smith on his side of second base makes the catch. Damasco with palms up like, what are you doing? That was exactly what should have happened. Two outs in the inning and back to the top of the order and Rex Roberts. And again, the wind is blowing the ball this way. If shortstop Damasco had kept coming, he'd kept chasing that ball toward the first baseline. Roberts swings at the first pitch, pops it up in the home plate area. Temple sheds the mask, but the ball hits the netting, and then Temple can't make the catch. Temple found it pretty quickly, shed the mask, and then a glancing blow off the net up top, and clearly indicated by Brad Hudak, the home plate umpire. No balls and a strike on Roberts. Hit a comebacker to the mound.
the ball pretty solidly, but glove by Huey, dropped by Huey, and then almost thrown away, but saved on the backside. Ground ball over the mound. Damasco charges, throws, and gets the out at first. Nice running play by the Ranger shortstop to end the inning. Three up, three down for Riverview for the second time in the ball game. We've played now 2.5 for Cherry 4, Riverview nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at graffnationfcs.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Go to the bottom of the third. Ryan Huey leads off for Fort Cherry. RBI single his first time up. Huey takes a 1-0 delivery down and in. Two balls and no strikes. And that has been really the MO so far today for Mets. Swing and a miss. Huey took a huge cut at that leverage count 2-0 pitch. Up, elevated up above the waist. 2-1 down and in. Fastball from Metz. And right back into a hitter's count at 3-1. Pitch just above the waist. Gets the strike call, does Metz. Fills the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Huey takes called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Mets. Four in the game and two batters in a row. One of Damasco to end the second and the fourth one here to open the Fort Cherry third. Blake Sweeter stands in. Sweeter 0 for 1 on a ground ball to short. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. That's to the plate. Misses low and away. They count at 1-1. So the only game here at Gateway today, no softball. And this is the only baseball game. Sweeter fouls a fastball straight back. They count now to 1-2. But plenty of action here tomorrow, both baseball and softball. Perch will be a busy place. Sweeter hits a ground ball to second. Saunders gloves, throws low, but saved there by Spraycar. Two outs. And for the first time in the game, three consecutive batters retired by Riverview. Tyler Wolf due up now, walked. His only plate appearance so far. And was on the front end of a double steal. Rangers adding the third run that way. Wolf takes strike call. Key item here today is keep things from blowing away. Pitch at the waist, strike two, 1-2. Best inning so far for Owen Metz. Riverview fans hoping it's not too little too late. Sweeter, or rather Wolf, with a great cut to foul that pitch straight back. Winner of this game gets the Southside Neshannock winner. Those two teams threw three complete, and they are scoreless. Mets 1-2 to the plate, swing and a miss. Five strikeouts in the game, two in the inning. Forcheri retired in order for the first time this afternoon. We've played three. Forcheri 4, Riverview nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Jessica is a working mom, and now takes care of her mom. Jess is a good daughter.
Mom needs to stay at home and be independent. Not always easy, but Curtis Pharmacy made it so easy and affordable for us.
The cost savings are real. Generics often priced below online pharmacies.
Compounding was the key. Now mom and her fur baby rely on Curtis Pharmacy, and they do it in-house. Ever try to give a cat a pill?
Curtis Pharmacy does what other pharmacies wish they could. Cost saving, better RX, and compounding for people and pets. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
2-3-4 hitters due up for Riverview here in the top of the fourth inning. So far, Riverview just one batter beyond the minimum. A two-out walk in the second. The only base runner allowed by Ryan Huey. Miles Duncan leads off. Fly out to center field his first time up. Huey winds and deals the first pitch. Off speed, drops it in for a called strike. Same pitch as he started the game with against Rex Roberts. Big sweeping 12-6 curveball. Off speed pitch hit in the air to dead center field and over the head of Chernofsky. He'll chase it all the way to the fence, pick it up on the warning track, and Duncan heading for third and then rethinks that and trots back into second base with a leadoff double. First hit of the ball game for the Riverview Raiders.
Center fielder Lucas Duncan.
And that'll bring up Lucas Duncan. Ball actually absolutely crushed to straightaway center field over Chernofsky. First baseman Sweeter going to play up in front of the first base bag now. Lucas Duncan takes the first pitch fastball for a called strike. So Huey working from the stretch for just the second time of the game. Hands came together and then stepped off as he realized that Lucas Duncan was not in the batter's box. Miles Duncan leading from second. Shortstop Damasco keeping him close. 0-1 off speed hit this way, and it's going to tail back and actually rattle around the batting cages right below the broadcast deck here at Gateway. That one had a PA announcer all lined up all but. Probably about 8 feet wide of the mark. Huey's 0-2 to the plate in the turf. Snared. Nice pick there by Colton Temple to keep that ball from going to the backstop. that we saw the other night, even balls that go to the backstop with runners at second base, that's not a definite 90 feet, as he threw a runner out on a carom that they fielded it like a shortstop, turned and threw to third, and the runner was out by about 5 feet. Time granted to Lucas Duncan. Ryan Huey dealing here this afternoon, working with a four-run lead. Gives up a leadoff double. 1-2 to the plate. Grounder off the mound. Pops between the shortstop and second baseman into center field. Bad hop single there. And an RBI for Lucas Duncan. Ball took a wicked hop off the pitcher's mound. And then got between Damasco and Smith.
Right fielder Owen Orbich.
Double single to start this fourth inning. Now it's 4-1. Ground ball at first. Sweeter gloves that. Runner breaking to second. Duncan gets in on the ground out safely. One out here in the fourth. Quickly, Owen Orbich retired. Ashton Saunders comes to the plate now. Saunders struck out his only at bat. Sweeter again up in front of the baseline this time. Huey's pitch to Saunders, swing and a miss. Time. Like Huey was just saying, here it is. Hit it if you can. Couple of hard-hit balls already in this inning. Duncan's double over the head of Chernofsky at center. And then the ball off the face of the pitcher's mound by Lucas Duncan to drive in the run. Pitch misses low for a ball. Count even up at 1-1. We play 7 innings by regulation. If we're tied, we play extra. Game can be shortened by 10 runs, shortened to 5 or 6 innings. If winning team with that margin, a losing team having had at least as many innings at the bat as the team in front. 1-1 to the plate, tap foul over toward the third base dugout. Now 1-2 can be shortened to 3 or 4 innings by a 15-run margin. Again, the losing team having had at least as many innings at bat as the team with the 15-run margin. We won't be shortened to 3 innings today, that's for sure, because we're in the top of the fourth. Not really seeing any indication it will be shortened at all, but sometimes things happen. Ground ball right back to Huey. He's going to take the out at first. Had enough of a look there to chase the runner back. Good job there by Lucas Duncan to freeze when he saw Huey had knocked that down. Huey then... another play where he knocks a ball down, fields it, and throws on to first for an out. But because Duncan had frozen and started back towards second, he did not try to take the extra 90 feet. Owen Metz to bat. Walked with 2 out in the second. Batting here with a teammate at second and 2 down. First pitch misses high. Ball 1. 3 of the 4 balls hit in this inning have been hit really solidly. 2 of them for hits, generating the Riverview run that's on the board. Each team now with 2 hits. Pitch misses high. It's 2-0 to Mets. For Cherry's 2 hits coming within 3 batters in the first inning. And the Riverview with back-to-back hits here in the fourth, but Fort Cherry with a 4-1 lead. Huey's 2-0 to the plate. Pop foul. That's heading down across the road, I believe. Wonder how many baseballs are down in those in that little grass area and trees down over the hill. Probably something WPI will probably pay somebody to track those down on playoff days. Save money. Two-one is fouled off. That pitch seemed like it took forever to get out of Huey's hand and to the plate. And Mets held up long enough to get a piece of it, foul it off. Now 2-2 the count. A run in, a runner at second, and two out in the Riverview fourth inning. Huey comes set. Lefty looks back at second, kicks and deals. 2-2 pitch just inside. No real argument there from Colton Temple. And I tell you what, I've seen him work behind him late. Yeah, he was set up inside and had to reach further inside to catch the pitch. I've seen enough of Colton Temple catching. He is just really masterful of what is and is not. 3-2 to the plate, swing and a miss. Runner was moving, but the inning comes to an end. Third strikeout of the game for Ryan Huey. But Riverview on the board, double single by Duncan and Duncan. Two hits in the inning and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Your score, Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, 4-1, Fort Cherry with the lead. First pitch swinging, Dylan Lewick chases a fastball up and away. Owen Metz really settling down, allowed a couple of hits, a couple of walks in that first inning, but an errant throw and an intentional walk, the only base runners for Fort Cherry since. 0-1 misses, count even at 1-1, pitch to Lewick, backs him off the plate, 2-1. End of four innings at Seneca Valley. Southside and Neshanic are scoreless. Fastball, Lewick can't find it. And Betts in front. Or check that, evens the count at 2-2. The Southside Neshanic winner, Fort Cherry Riverview winner, will meet next week for the WPIO Championship. Pitch in the turf. The count runs full to 3-2. Dylan Lewick struck out, ending the three-run Fort Cherry first. And I know you hear the wind is picked up again. Ball four. It's the fourth walk, one of which was intentional.
Right fielder Blake.
Leadoff free base to Dylan Lewick. Right fielder Blake Merkel comes to the plate now. Championship games all scheduled for EQT Park, home of the Washington Wild Things, who are off to a splendid start to their 2026 campaign. Lewick has just one steal, step off, jump, talk, turn, and throw to first. It's just a show-me throw there from pitcher Owen Metz. A little better move this time. Lewick back in safely. Again, Lewick with just one steal on the year. Pitch to the plate. Ball is bunted. Right back to the pitcher, Metz. Throw to second to get the force out there. Merkel bunts right back to the pitcher, so the ground or the force play at second goes. Play goes 1-6 on the out, retiring Lewick. But I will say this, Merkel, a little more threat to run. He has 11 stolen bases on the year. Nathan Wolf stands in. First pitch is in for a called strike. Rangers love to put people in motion, as we've seen, forcing a couple of errors already today. Nearly caught Merkel just walking off. Time Mets went set pretty quickly. Merkel working his lead out. Same kind of situation. Short lead at first. Pitch to the plate. Misses in the turf. Blocked by catcher Miles Duncan. Nathan Wolf, 380 average. Reached on an error and scored a Fort Cherry fourth run that came in the second inning. Here's the 1-1. Ball fouled off the netting. Nathan Wolf, a 380 season batting average in your nine spot, has three home runs and driven in 10. Merkel walks out to his lead. Mets looks at him. Merkel just a little back and forth action, not running. Pitch misses high, evens the count at 2-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-1 Fort Cherry leading Riverview. Runner breaks, swing and a miss. Strikeout and throw out, double play, inning over. Fort Cherry, for the second consecutive inning, just sends three batters to the plate. We played four. Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Rees represents energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, longtime friend of the program, national chair of the Energy Group, and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from all your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family, and our best wishes to our longtime buddy Brant Miller's dad, Ray Miller. All the best to you, Bert. Ray, hope you're doing okay. Miss seeing you out at the ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, bottom of the Riverview batting order. This is completing their second time through, 7-8-9, Dom Del Rosso. One oh pitch from Huey, misses high, ball two. You in the Washington County area tuned in today may recognize the Del Rosso name, and you're trying to figure out where. Fastball in at the thighs for a called strike. Dom Del Rosso trying to become the most famous in the family today, but his mom was the lieutenant governor candidate 4 years ago here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Carrie Del Rosso. Swing and a miss, two balls and two strikes. Our resident political strategist, Nate Rigotti, filling me in on those little tidbits. Huey winds and deals the 2-2 to the plate. Pitch just high. A little tap of the ball down by Temple. He thought he had strike three there. We'll see there. He held it there. It may have been just up and out. And then you see the little tap of the ground by Temple. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Back to the backstop netting. Thankfully, we don't have ABS, though. I will tell you, I love it in the major leagues, but it has no business in the high school game. Just like disengagement rule has no place in the high school game either. Huey's 3-2 to the plate. Del Rosso hits it in the air to center field. Tranofsky gets it measured, and a regular depth center fielder retires the 7-hitter. Liam Tomlinson comes to the plate. It's a 4-1 ball game, and that back-to-back double single and a run across for Riverview makes it feel a lot closer maybe than it is. And Ryan Huey has been dealing. He's allowed only 3 base runners all day. First pitch to Tomlinson in the turf. Dance steps up over top of it. Tomlinson, the Riverview fans, I think, asking, did that pitch hit him? And there was no indication from Tomlinson or the umpire that pitch hit him. And head coach Bill Gross is going to ask, run that again? Maybe Tomlinson with that little foot up. And give me that one more time here, Nate. Umpires are going to gather and get together. It might have hit the inside of the left foot. Base umpires concur with the call from home plate umpire Brad Hudak that it is a ball only. If we had the other 8 angles and the super slow and the zoom in and all that stuff, we'd be able to tell you exactly. Pitch misses low for ball 2. Tomlinson grounded out to short to open the third. Fort Cherry scored 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Riverview's only run came in the 4th inning. Huey comes back to throw a strike at Tomlinson. 2 balls and 1 strike. 1 out, nobody on for the Raiders. Batting in the top half of the 5th. Because Fort Cherry is a better seed, a 1 seed versus the 4. They are the home team. That is by WPIL rule, and I believe that carries through the WPIL championships next week. Baseball at EQT Park Tuesday, Wednesday. Softball Wednesday, Thursday at Penn West, California. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. Got Tomlinson to chase a pitch out of the zone. 4th strikeout in the game for the left-hander. 2nd strikeout in 3 batters. And that's now 5 in a row retired since the back-to-back Riverview hits. 9 batter, Ian Stempfer, comes to the plate now. Average dropped a couple of points from his .296 season average coming in. That as a result of a pop-out back in the third inning, batting here in the top of the 5th. Sorry. Their end of 5 at Seneca Valley, still scoreless. Number 2, Neshanic. Number 3, Southside. The ball's in a strike on Stempfer. Huey winds and deals to the plate. Backs the batter off. Count even up at 1-1. Two hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts for the Fort Cherry starter. 1-1, beating the ground. Third baseman Wolf smothers it. Had it come up into his waist. Throws across to end the inning. Third time in 5 frames, Riverview set down in order. We've played 4.5. Your score, Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at graffnationfcs.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Quickly into back into action here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Landon Chernofsky, the one-hitter, leads off for Fort Cherry. Two balls and a strike. Mets winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Landon Chernofsky has been charged with grand larceny. He gets on first, and he's going to second. 24 stolen bases on the year. You do not want to give Chernofsky a free base. Good work so far by Owen Metz to keep him off the bases. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out for the second time. Mentioned about Ryan Huey dealing. Since that three-run first, Owen Metz has allowed only two batters beyond the minimum. And with the aid of the strikeout caught-stealing double play, that's eight straight outs. Recorded. First pitch to Colton Temple, a ball. Intentionally walked his last time up. Takes a pitch low for ball two. Toughest thing for a really outstanding hitter getting pitched around is to not get overly aggressive in there. You got to be ready to hit when something comes that you can handle, but you also can't chase things. Big cut by Temple. Comes up empty. Two balls and a strike. Singled in the first at high hopper over the pitcher's mound. 2-1 up and in, ball three. And then, again, intentionally walked with a runner at third and two out in the second. Temple swings and misses. And the count now full at 3-2. Coach Gross said that the Mets was his number one, and he gets Temple down on strikes. Eight strikeouts in the game, three in a row now. Ben Damasco comes to the plate with two out in the Rangers' fifth inning. Fort Cherry in front, 4-1 on Riverview. Fort Cherry, the home team, again by bracket seeding. Damasco taking a moment to get the shoe tied. 0-for-1 plus a walk and a run scored. Mets deals. Fastball misses high. Ball one. Just back to the point, Coach Gross chatting with me before the ball game. Swing and a miss. Damasco chases a pitch up out of the zone. He just said that, that Mets was not the number one when the season started, but worked his way into it and earned the right to have the start here today in the semifinal, and then gave up two hits and two walks in that first and three runs, including an error of his own. Fastball in for a called strike, evens the count at 2-2. Owen Metz making quick work of the Rangers since that first inning. And now the Fort Cherry going to take an offensive conference, get one of those per inning, and just trying to maybe slow down this freight train that has become Owen Metz. Fort Cherry scored more runs in the first two innings than the Raiders allow by average for a complete game. Roller to second. Ashton Saunders throws on to first to retire Damasco. And three consecutive innings, Fort Cherry has had three batters only. We go to the sixth. Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible. Mom forgets about her pills. I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better Rx and packed by meds. Ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better Rx has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And packed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to Gateway. I gotta say, the sky seems to be brightening somewhat. That's a good thing because we drove along the turnpike in pouring rain to get here early this afternoon. We have been dry ever since, but significant clouds. Seems to be brightening just a little. That breeze is nice and steady, though, has not tempered in any fashion. We go to the top of the sixth for Riverview, the top of the order. They're down three runs with six outs left at their disposal. They're going to start at the top of the order against Ryan Huey. Rex Roberts stands in. Off-speed pitch in for a called strike. Roberts, a couple of ground outs. One back to the pitcher. One at short. 0-1. Ball hit in the air to right center field, and quick break on it. Landon Tranofsky to track it down in the right center. The center fielder chasing that ball, the wind blowing it back toward the foul line. And the wind, you can see the camera shaking there ahead of that pitch. And then the ball hit by the right-handed batter, slicing away from the center fielder and being aided by that wind. And a great running grab there by Tranofsky. First out in the inning. That'll bring up Miles Duncan, the catcher. One of two hits for Riverview on the afternoon. Scored the Raiders' only run. He hit a fly ball on the button over the head of center fielder Tranofsky. He's hit the ball straightaway center twice today. First pitch fastball up and away, ball one. Always amazed here how many sirens I hear, but of course there are two medical facilities within a stone's throw. Well, maybe a stone's throw for a younger guy. I can't get it that far anymore, but two balls, no strikes, the count on Miles Duncan. Huey's pitch off speed, stays up and away. Yeah, right back at 22 medical facility, and then one right across the main road here. Now a walk to Duncan. Just the second walk of the ball game.
Center fielder Lucas Duncan.
And that'll bring up Lucas Duncan, who drove in the only Riverview run. Seven straight had been retired ahead of this walk to Duncan. Miles Duncan, that is. Huey's pitch. This is outside for a ball. If Ryan Huey runs out of pitches or energy, Colton Temple's going to get the call. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. A little bluff there from Miles Duncan, as if he might be running. He leads the team with nine stolen bases. Tougher with that lefty pitcher looking right at you the whole time. Off speed, stays high, ball three. And pretty good looking pitch there. And I think that's what Colt Temple thought as well. called a ball, so therefore it is. 3-0 fastball misses high. Back-to-back walks after one out. And now the tying run comes to the plate. Riverview trying to get something going here.
Right fielder Owen Orbich.
Owen Orbich to the plate. 0 for 2. Ground out to second. Ground out to first. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch to Orbich. Backs him off the plate. Ball one. That's nine straight balls now thrown by Huey. The four-pitch walks to Duncan and Duncan, who are aboard. 1-0 the count to Orbich. Swing and a miss. Plate pitch right over the heart of the plate. Sixth inning at Seneca Valley. Neshanic and Southside scoreless. Winner of that game, the winner of our game, meet next week at EQT Park for the WPIL Championship. Huey's 1-1, breaking ball, strike two. That one, same movement, but started lower and got the strike call right around the knees. First baseman Sweeter now backs up behind the baseline and gives Lucas Duncan a little more room to lead. But here's the 2-2 grounder. Second baseman flipped to short for one. The throw to first. High off the mark. Ball gets loose. Going to be a play at the plate. And out at home. The carom off the netting. Right back to Sweeter. Turned and threw to Temple, who put the tag down. And that will end the inning. Orbich grounds into a fielder's choice. Duncan retired at second, 4-6. The throwback to first got away. If it was on target, it would have been a double play. But the carom off the netting and Sweeter with the throw to the plate and the tag down and the out call at home. Play at the plate to retire. Miles Duncan goes 3-2 and the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
The line score, by the way, in the Riverview sixth inning. No runs, a couple of walks, one man left.
Huey pitch count, 87.
Can you hear that? 87 pitches.
Bottom of the sixth, Fort Cherry with the 4-1 lead. We have been in this identical score since two batters into the top of the fourth. Colton Temple with the gear off coming out here, going to get a little warm-up action. Two balls, one strike, the count on Ryan Huey. Huey has 18 pitches left at his disposal, 105 in the playoffs. And, of course, you get to finish. You can finish the batter at which that you were pitching against when you hit that mark. Mets misses up and away. Three balls and two strikes on Ryan Huey. Single and a strikeout. A run scored, a run batted in. 3-2 misses high. Fifth walk of the ball game allowed by Owen Metz. A rather unusual number for the right-hander for Riverview. Walked 10 batters all year in 42-plus innings coming in. Sweeter in the batter's box now. Huey, big lead. Sweeter's first pitch is a fastball in for a called strike. I want you to focus on something that Metz is doing now. He is looking over his right shoulder at the runners leading from first. Fort Cherry, on numerous occasions with two runners on, has broken from first with the pitcher in the stretch. Ball fouled off, coming right at us, going to maybe hit the roof. Nope, just dropped over beyond the batting cages. It's like almost being back at EQT Park, waiting for the bang on the metal roof. 0-2 the count on Sweeter. Pitch misses high, back pick throw, back in safely is Huey. Huey with 9 stolen, make it 11 stolen bases on the year. 2 today, stole second, and then was on the scoring side of a double steal later in that frame. Runner breaks, 1-2 is fouled off, and Sweeter with the swing there just to stay alive. Count holds at 1-2. Fort Cherry with a 4-1 lead. Colton Temple says he's ready to go if necessary. Ball hit in the air, right center field, Duncan. And now the ball drifts clear over into right, and it's still the center fielder. And the throw back to first going to lead to a double play. Ryan Huey was almost at second base when center fielder Duncan caught that ball in front of the right fielder Orbich. And you get a great look. And again, that big high fly ball, wind aided, blowing this direction. We talked about that. That was almost the pop-up to center that came here to the broadcast booth. But it leads to a double play. And that will bring up Tyler Wolf. And I'm not sure exactly what Ryan Huey was doing. But, of course, you see guys in black and gold do that kind of stuff. Forget how many outs or whatever, and I'll just leave it at that. 2 balls, no strikes on Tyler Wolf, looking for his first hit of the day. And finds it. Line shot to left. One hop played by Stemper. That's the first hit for Fort Cherry since the first inning. That'll bring up designated hitter Dylan Lewick. Fort Cherry leading on the scoreboard 4-1. The hit tally is 3-2, Rangers. Lewick 0-1, plus a walk. Wolf with 5 steals coming into the game. Fastball to Lewick, in for a called strike. Wolf stole second in the first inning. It was on the front end of the double steal that scored Huey. 0-1, wave and a miss. Another back pick throw. This one goes into right field, but Wolf going to stay here. First baseman spray car couldn't pick that out of the turf. Following the game, we'll get you a scoring recap. Speaking of scoring, Neshanic with a run in the bottom of the 6th inning. So they go to the 7th. Neshanic leading Southside 1-0. Pitch misses outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. This 2A baseball bracket, all chalk, top 4 seeds to the semis. 1-2, ground ball toward the second baseman, Saunders, gloves and throws, and Fort Cherry set down here in the 6th. No runs a hit, 1 runner left on base. We go to the 7th, Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
We go to the seventh. Fort Cherry with a 4-1 lead. Rangers scored three in the first, one in the second, allowed one in the fourth. And that's how we get where we are. And where we are is Ryan Huey back on the mound, has 87 pitches thrown through six innings. You can pitch 105 in a day. And then you can complete the batter that you're pitching against when you reach that 105 mark.
Up to bat.
5, 6, 7 hitters do up for Riverview. Ashton Saunders stands in, takes a first pitch low for ball one. Saunders 0 for 2, a strikeout and a comebacker. Huey brings a pitch at the thighs for a called strike. Five, six, seven to bat in this inning. Saunders fouls a pitch off. Count now 1-2. At Seneca Valley, Neshanic leading south side 1-0. Rams down one out left with a runner aboard. Tying run on at first. The 1-2 pitch way up and away. Count even up at 2-2. Huey, big, deep, cleansing breath. Left-hander walks up, toes the rubber, brings the 2-2 to the plates. Foul ball. Count holds at 2-2. Five pitches so far in this at-bat. So Fort Cherry in the quarters on Monday. Swing and a miss. Have that as the fifth strikeout for Huey. One out here in the seventh. That'll bring up the pitcher Owen Metz. A walk and a strikeout in his two plate appearances. Huey now at 93 pitches. First offering to Metz, misses in the turf. Softball doubleheader at Pleasant Valley tomorrow. First of all, a Washington County matchup in the 2A bracket. Number 2, Chartiers Houston. Number 3, Bentworth. Tapper. First base side. Metz on the move, and Metz going to beat it out. Tough play for anybody once it got past Huey. Infield single for Owen Metz. Third hit of the game for Riverview. Dom Del Rosso comes to the plate now. ...95 pitches thrown by Ryan Huey. Del Rosso 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Metz just one steal on the year. Huey's pitch to Del Rosso misses low for ball one. For Riverview, trailing 4-1, potential tying run in the on-deck circle. With two outs left to work with, Del Rosso takes high for ball two. Huey set, staring right at Metz, 2-0 off speed. That misses high for ball three. Monday in the quarterfinal, Fort Cherry ran out of pitches with two out in the seventh inning against California, and Huey actually came on in relief and needed six batters to get that last out. 3-0, misses up and in, ball four. Fourth walk of the day allowed by Huey, and the tying run for Riverview comes to the plate. The Raiders do not have a home run this year. And I have Huey at 99 pitches now. Liam Tomlinson checks in. He is 1 for 25 on the season. That pitch goes to the backstop. So second and third with one out. Now we're going to get a trip to the mound. You know, even with the two runners aboard, if you're Fort Cherry, you have Riverview right where you want them to be, but you walk the batter that was hitting 151. The first pitch to a 040 hitter goes to the backstop. Huey will stay on after the chat, but now you lose the force play because of the wild pitch. And the batter in the batter's box represents the potential tying run. Top of the seventh inning. Two on and one out for Riverview. Huey will work from the stretch. Tomlinson back in the box and ready. Huey's 1-0. Misses high. Walk Del Rosso on four pitches. Tomlinson's taken two straight balls. And the game at the Seneca Valley goes final. Southside had runners at the corners, but a ground out ended that, and the Shanika 1-0 win. 2-0 misses outside for ball three. So the winner of our game gets Neshanic for the WPIL championship. The loser will play Southside in the third-place game, and only the winner of that game will go on to states. 3-0 to Tomlinson, in for a called strike. Huey trying to come all the way back. Left-hander stares in, gets the sign from Colton Temple. Come set. Here's the 3-1 tapper foul. And upcoming, the 105th pitch from Ryan Huey. Barring a double play, he will not finish the game. Three balls, two strikes. The question is, if Temple comes on, what will the situation be? Tough to go from behind the plate to the mound. Three balls, two strikes. Huey to Tomlinson, swing and a miss. Six strikeouts in the game, and again, I have that as 105. And that's going to be it for Ryan Huey. And Colton Temple heads to the dugout to take off the equipment. On the afternoon, Huey worked 6 2/3 innings. It allows one earned run, three hits, walked four, and struck out six. You know, obviously, Fort Cherry is going to need a new catcher. They're going to get a new pitcher in Colton Temple. Check some numbers for you on Temple. Colton Temple will make his eighth appearance, has worked 29 innings, a .338 earned run average, allowed 26 hits, 14 earned runs, walked 17 and struck out 38. He will come on here to pitch with a three-run lead with a potential tying run in the batter's box. Need to track down who's going where. Ready, Cherry has moved Nathan Wolf to second base. Ryan Huey almost certainly out in left field indeed. And I need a catcher. And still need a catcher. Coming up in just a bit here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS, we have the 6A semifinals from WJ's Ross Memorial Park.
Now pitching for Port Cherry, number 28, Colton Temple.
And that will have number 2, Cannon McMillan, number 3, North Allegheny.
Number 17, left fielder Ian Stemper.
And now the 9-hitter for Riverview stands in. Temple brings the first pitch in for a called strike to Ian Stemper. Big strong right-hander set at the belt. 0-1 strike at the knees. Two on, two out. Top of the seventh inning, Riverview down 3. Colton Temple. 0-2 pitch. Stemper hits it back on the one hop to Temple. He'll flip to first to Sweeter. And Fort Cherry's going to the WPIL championship game. A one-out save for Colton Temple. The comebacker ends the Riverview threat and the ball game. No runs, a hit. 2 left on base here in the 7th inning for Riverview.
And that brings us to the end of the game. Final stats, Fort Cherry Rangers.
Get you a scoring recap, and we'll have our player of the game. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Your final score, Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back to Gateway, where Fort Cherry has set themselves on two paths. One, a date with Neshanic next week for the WPIL championship, and two, a berth in the PIAA tournament. Both the semifinal winners clinch a state tournament berth. Now we know for Riverview, they'll play Southside next week for the final, third and final spot into the state tournament in this 2A bracket. Let's recap the scoring for you. Go back to the bottom of the first inning after one out, Colton Temple with a high hop single over the mound. Ben Damascal then walked, and Ryan Huey with a base hit to right to drive in Temple and move Damascal to third. After a ground out, before the ground out, Ryan Huey stole second, and an errant throw allowed Damascal to come around and score to make it 2-0. A ground out moved Huey to third, and then a walk to Tyler Wolf, and then the Rangers work a double steal that put them up 3-0 with Huey scoring the third run there. To the bottom of the second inning, after one out, Nathan Wolf with a bunt base hit attempt, but would have been thrown out with a good throw. It got away at first, and he ended up at second. Tranofsky with a sacrifice to move him to third, an intentional walk to Temple, and then the double steal action again. Temple should have been retired to throw to the Riverview second baseman, jarred out of his hands by Temple, and that allowed Wolf to score. It gave Fort Cherry a 4-0 lead. Stayed that way to the top of the fourth. Miles Duncan led off with a line drive double to the fence in center field, and Lucas Duncan followed with a base hit to get Riverview on the board. It turns out to be the only run they would score on the afternoon. Here are your totals in the ballgame. Fort Cherry, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 3 runners left on base. Riverview, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors, and 5 left on. The winning pitcher is Ryan Huey, who goes 6 2/3 innings before running out of pitches. Allowed 1 run. It was earned on 3 hits, walked 4, and struck out 6. Colton Temple with the save on 3 pitches got the comebacker to end the ball game. The loss charge to Owen Metz drops to 6-3 on the year. Worked 6 innings, allowed 4 runs, 3 of them earned on 3 hits, walked 5, an uncharacteristic number for the Riverview right-hander, and struck out 8 in the game. Congratulations, Fort Cherry, from Gordon and Reeves, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Reeves represents energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. You can call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Reeves Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon and Reeves and the entire Miller family. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, he drove in the first run of the game, gave Fort Cherry a lead they would never give up, scored the third run of the game, and then made sure that was enough as he tosses 6 2/3, 1-run, 3-hit baseball. Ryan Huey, our Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, player of the game. Well, what it all means, it's on to the WPIL finals for Fort Cherry. The Rangers will take on Neshannock, a 1-0 winner this afternoon against Southside area. Neshannock scoring the only run of the game in the bottom of the sixth inning up at Seneca Valley. So those two will meet the day and time yet to be announced by the league. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by the law firm of Gordon and Reeves. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Reeves and the entire Miller family. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation, caring for families, honoring loved ones. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Playoff coverage continues with another baseball semifinal. 6A number 2 Canada McMillan and number 3 North Allegheny are coming up at 6:45. Then it's a 2A softball matchup for you tomorrow on the WJPA Sports Network. Number 2 Chartiers Houston and number 3 Bentworth clash with a spot in next week's final on the line. That game at Pleasant Valley, followed by a 1A 2-3 matchup, number 2 Carmichael's and number 3 West Green. That game also here on the NFHS Network and our partners at Green Sports. Tonight's baseball and tomorrow's softball game will also be here on WJPA AM as well. Thanks to both head coaches and to their staffs, to Don Hall and the crew here at Gateway. For our floor director, Nate Rigotti, Scott Donnelly on camera, Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From the WPIL 2A baseball semifinals at Gateway, your final score, Fort Cherry 4, Riverview 1. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.